The House of Delegates voted today to override two of Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes, one in a key transportation bill, the other a change in the makeup of Anne Arundel County's School Board Nominating Commission. WIPR's Rachel Bay joins News Director Joel McCord to tell us about that and other action as lawmakers close in on the end of this year's General Assembly session.
Okay, Rachel, let's review real quickly here. The transportation bill sets up a scoring system to rank transportation projects and requires the administration to explain in writing if it chooses to fund a lower-ranking one over a higher-ranking one, right?
Yes. So the bill lays out 9 criteria that the Department of Transportation has to use to establish a scoring system, things like environmental impact, economic development, how much is it going to spur economic development in a given area, cost efficiency is another one, safety. So the administration really retains the power, and that's kind of been the supporters' argument here. The administration doesn't lose any power by this bill. They still get to create the scoring system, and then they get to ultimately choose which projects get funded.
So why didn't the governor like it?
There were a lot of arguments here. House Minority Leader Nick Kipke summarized a couple of them.
Now, this bill is not about transparency. You know, for example, when the bill was introduced, it shed light on the fact that the system would be heavily weighted in favor of one region of the state at the expense of the rest of the state.
What was the override vote?
The override vote was 88 to 52.
Pretty much along party lines?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, now this wasn't totally unexpected, of course, but it did stir some argument on the floor today, right?
Yeah, the Republicans were making the argument Kipke had just mentioned, also saying that this wrests some power from local authorities to be able to have a voice in their project decision making. And the Democrats said this was all about transparency. This is Ann Kaiser, a delegate from Montgomery County, a Democrat.
Does this bill strip power from the governor? No. Does this bill give more power to the legislature? No. Does this bill block the governor from choosing any road or bridge project he wants? No.
Let's talk real quickly also about the other override vote, the Anne Arundel County School Board Nominating Convention. What was that all about?
So the legislators from Anne Arundel County said that the school board really hasn't been very diverse, and they think that by changing the nominating convention would help change that.
And the governor vetoed it, but again, overrode.
Yes.
And why did the governor veto that one?
So this bill basically works by giving a seat at the table to a lot of different organizations. And the governor said that this created special interest influence in the process.
The Senate still has to vote on these as well, right?
Yeah, the Senate has to vote on both of these, and that's expected tomorrow.
Okay, and speaking of the Senate, Rachel, the Senate today also confirmed Michael Richard to the Public Service Commission, an appointment that for a few days seemed to be in jeopardy. What happened there?
So this was the governor's appointee to the Public Service Commission. He had sent some emails to the governor's office where he had previously been a part of the administration before being appointed. And the emails basically seemed to give proprietary information to the governor's administration before it was public over offshore wind energy, which is something that Hogan has been very vocally opposed to.
But the Senate decided to forgive him for that and went ahead and confirmed him, right?
Yes. Ultimately, the Senate basically said that he's gotten a lot of flack for this and he's learned his lesson. He's not going to want to do this again.
All right, Rachel, thank you very much. With Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.